You've probably been in a room where you said something worth hearing, but no one reacted. Then someone else says the same thing, and suddenly everyone listens. It's not their job title, it's not their timing. It's their voice. Let's make yours be the one that grabs the attention, shall we? The most powerful voices don't necessarily belong to the loudest people. They belong to those who are fully connected to and comfortable with their voice. And the voice as your tool to express your thoughts into the world is just the tip of the iceberg in sounding more powerful. To develop a voice that commands attention, you need to work from the inside out, using what I call the three Ps: physiology, psychology, and performance. Or to put another way, tension, intention, and action. Let me break that down for you. One, physiology, tension. If you're holding tension in your jaw, chest, throat, shoulders, legs, back, anywhere, your voice can tighten, rise, or disappear completely. Vocal power begins in the body. Before you speak, you need to ground yourself physically. Release the jaw, loosen the neck, let the breath drop into the belly. Drop away any unwanted tension and the voice will follow, enabling a more resonant and articulate dynamic voice. Warm your instrument and always be prepared, because speaking is a physical act and you need to train yourself to think and act like an athlete. An athlete of ultimate vocal speaking power! Two, psychology, intention. What's driving your words? Are you speaking to impress or to prove something, to hide or to avoid? Or are you speaking to connect, to express, to lead? Your intention shows up in your voice, whether you like it or not. So before you open your mouth, ask yourself, why am I speaking right now? Set that intention clearly. It will change your tone instantly, because you'll be less concerned with how you sound and more curious as to how you can gift your words to your audience, leading us directly onto three, performance or action. Once the body is ready and the mind is aligned, now comes the action. This is the delivery, the performance. And here's the key. Performance doesn't mean pretending or acting. It means committing to the moment. It's about taking your intention and driving it to its destination. I quite like that analogy. It's pretty good. Your body is the car, your intention is the fuel, and your action is the driving. Yeah, I like that. You already know how to do this. Think of how you speak when you're passionate, animated, or emotionally engaged, or angry even. It's about leaning in, not backing off. Checklist. Is my body warm, limber, and ready to speak? Check! Is my mind clear on my motivation and purpose, and do I feel what I have to say is of value? Check! Am I clear on how to deliver this message? Check! You're golden, baby. Booyah! How do I do this? Well, you can get a more in-depth insight into these three principles with a step-by-step plan of action as to how to implement them here. Chickadood.
It's great. You're gonna love it. I love it. We all love it. We love it. Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two.